Hi, welcome to our live workshop week day 2, when we're going to be working on the office cheat sheet. But first, let's say hi. Well, you might know already who we are. I'm saying hi on behalf of Barend, professor at Leiden University in the Netherlands with specialization labor law, and of myself, Susanne, with more than 25 years, I should say, of experience in the nonprofit sector in management and advisory roles. And we joined our hands together to help nonprofits professionalize in the field of HR and labor law. So here we are at the live workshop week that you signed up for, welcoming new team members warmly with less effort. So that's what we want to achieve in this live workshop week. Just to remind you what we spoke about yesterday. So we invented this live workshop week to boost our productivity through joint work and a shared focus on standardizing your onboarding process and materials for new team members, whether they are paid staff, volunteers, or external contractors. Many of the steps will be the same, and much of the information that they need will be the same too. So we're going to be boosting our progress on standardization in 6 days with 15 to 30 minutes of work on assignments per day. And at the end of those 6 days is our promise to you, you will amaze yourself and your team with what you will have accomplished in those 6 days, with what you will have produced. So what will you have produced? Well, first of all, you will have produced onboarding handouts. You will have produced instructions for each onboarding preparation step, and you will have produced a checklist with all the actions needed to prepare a warm and effective welcome for people coming into your team. And there's a secret ingredient there that we're going to share with you on the final day when you're going to be working on this checklist. So what we're going to be working on today is same like yesterday, part of your onboarding handouts. So in yesterday and today, we're going to be looking, from the point of view of the new person coming in. What is the information that they need? What are the what is the help that they need? And we're going to be looking from the outside in. And before we dive into that, I wanted to just remind you of the limited availability of the materials of the live workshop week. Tuesday, 6th of April, all the materials will go offline. So just as a reminder. Okay, let's continue welcoming somebody to the team and working on our handouts, onboarding handouts. And the second part of your onboarding handouts are your office cheat sheets, or is your office cheat sheet, I should say. Yeah, so this is what it looks like, your worksheet that you can download where you're watching this video. And again, this is a Word document, so you can adjust it as you like in how it looks and in content. But this is just our suggestion of what it could look like. I would even make the letters a little bit bigger. And of course, the items here are not formulated in the way that I would recommend to you. But we're going to be diving into that in a moment. Yeah, just put yourself in the shoes of a new person coming to your office. So they have now the organization fact sheet, so they know about the organization. They have an idea about what the organization is all about and where their work will fit in. And now, they are at your office. And yeah, maybe it's been a while for you now. For me, it was happening last year, the last time that you come to a new office and you think, what should I do now? What is expected of me? Where can I sit? How can I sit? What should I do? How does this computer work? Who is sitting next to me? That's very uncomfortable feeling that you think, yeah, I don't really know what is expected to me, what I'm supposed to do. So you would really wish that you would have a cheat sheet with all the basics that you can just take a sneak peek and think, aha, so this is what I'm supposed to do. Yeah, and not every office, there are such clear signs as you can see here on this picture, a cross where you can't sit and a check mark where you can sit. And this is, of course, only COVID-19 induced. So once COVID-19 is gone, I suppose those clear instructions on this desk will be gone. Yeah, so usually you come into a bit unclear situation that's very clear to everybody who is there, and where you wish you would have a cheat sheet just to help you through the first days to understand who is who and what's what. So, yeah, what would you put in a cheat sheet, an office rules cheat sheet? Well, you would probably put the basics like, when do we start the day? When do we go home? Do we work here from 9 to 5? Do we work from 10 to 6? What is common here? What are standard procedures? So when you come in, do you need to sign in? Do you need to sign out? What are other things that you need to do when you come in? Or what is the custom here? Do we have lunch together? At what time? Who's taking care of the lunch? Who's paying for the lunch? How can I choose what I'm eating for lunch? All those little things that people might have at the back of their mind, feeling a little bit uncomfortable asking them, but still uncomfortable not knowing them either. Yeah, so what are regular team meeting moments? When are there coffee chats? What if I'm ill or cannot come in? What should I do then? Who cleans the dishes? Yeah, like in the picture, how do we handle waste? So these are rules and customs that everybody needs to know to be able to fit in, right? To not feel like I'm doing something wrong, and maybe if somebody would see me, they would say, uh-oh. Yeah, so these are the rules and customs that everybody needs to know to be able to fit in and to feel comfortable in the office. And of course, your office cheat sheet should also include some more in-depth information about password policy, but also instructions what to do when you leave the office. So do you need to lock the door? Do you need to check that all the windows are closed? How do you handle it when somebody wants to come in? A person who's passing by, or maybe says that they're meeting with somebody. Do you need to do a check? Can anybody just come in? This also depends, of course, on the kind of work you do and how sensitive it is. In some cases, I know of nonprofits who don't even have their name next to the doorbell of their office, so that it isn't clear that they're there, so they certainly don't let just anybody who passes by in. And also what to do when you leave your desk during the day. So what if you're going on that lunch break and you're leaving your computer? Are you supposed to close it off? Are you supposed to clean your desk? All those things, so more in-depth to do with security in this case and safety of the office. That should also be part of the office rules cheat sheet, right? These are things that people need to know to be able to keep the office safe together with the others and to fit in and to not do something wrong that other people might get upset about. Okay, so what should you do now to develop this office cheat sheet? Well, first of all, you should define what are the basics that the person should know to be able to fit in. So what are your rules, and also what are your customs? So what is so naturally for you that you might not even think of telling it to somebody because it's so normal routine for you to have a coffee at 10 o'clock every morning, for example. Yeah, these are the things you should try to list. And define which are those things that the person should know really to be able to fit in comfortably. Yeah, once you know what those things are that they should know, rules or customs, describe them in an active way, like an action. So, write, sign in when you enter the office. Things like that. Close your computer when you leave your desk for more than 5 minutes. check that all windows are closed before you leave the office as the last person, etc., etc. And then write your basics down in the worksheet. And as you see in the worksheet, we propose that you have maximum 10 things and then print it a bit bigger so that it can fit on one A4 and even be like a poster in your office. And keep in mind that this is not about the details. This is a cheat sheet. This is where the most important rules and customs should be presented. But of course, you have details of everything in your personnel guide, where you describe in more detail what is the procedure when somebody gets sick or when somebody has a certain issue. These are just the quick things that people need to know to be able to fit in from day one. Yeah, so you have your personnel guide and you have policies, security policy, safety policy, that will give more details about the why and the how of certain things, right? So, for example, when it comes to passwords, you would probably write like change your password every month. And then in the policy, there could be more detailed instructions of what is a secure password, what is a clever password, or how to store a clever password in the right way, etc., etc. So keep it simple, keep it short, make it maximum 10 things that you can even put up on a small poster in your office, because probably also for the people who are there, some of those things could be good to be reminded of. Like, for example, I know that checking that the windows are closed before you leave the office as the last person is something that not everybody really thinks of when they are in fact leaving the office as the last person. Yeah, so these are things that are not only helpful to the new person, but of course the most helpful to the new person. Okay, so yeah, it's time for you to get working on your office rules cheat sheet. And if you have any questions, or if you want to share what you made, if you want to have feedback on it, come to our Facebook group and share it there. You can find the address here. Hopefully you have already found the Facebook group, and hopefully we've already been in touch there. We would love to see you there in any case. And for now, I would say well done. You are reach the end of the second video. So after today, you have your organization fact sheet and you have your office rules cheat sheet ready for any new person to come in and to feel at home and to find their place in your organization and your office. So yeah, let's continue the conversation in the Facebook group, and we'll see you tomorrow in the third video. Bye for now.